for you. Welcome everybody to KiwiRadio.nz. Oh, beautiful crowd today. It is the finale episode of 2023. Last I counted it, you know, we're up to episode 101 or 102, whichever the case. We celebrated the 100th episode recently, and we've done well in 2023. But you know what? It's, you know, it's the holiday season, so we'll be slapping on the replays for you for the rest of the year. And then we'll be back at it with some brand new Kiwi guests in 2024. Today, though, we've got a smacker of a show. Two wonderful and talented acts to showcase their music for you this evening, live 12th December 2023, with your host, Ralphie. And let's kickstart the show with the first act called Finn Razel. They're ready to perform at 2024 WOMAD Festival. So if you're going to WOMAD, check him out. Finn Razel is going to be chatting to us right now on the phone. Welcome to the show.
Kia ora.
How is it going? Tell us, what's your name, where are you from, and all the measurement stats in between.
Oh, sounds great. So yeah, my name is Brian Norton, and currently reside in the beautiful Taranaki. I'm in a small rural town called Egmont Village, and the rest of the band is also located in Taranaki, scattered around the place.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome great to place. The airwaves here in Auckland. Finn Razel is the Thank band. You. Tell us the genre. Tell us what you're all about.
Yeah, so we're a bit of a sort of surf style soul fusion band, and we've got injections of, you know, reggae and dub in there, but a lot of soulful influences as well, a lot of feel good stuff. And yeah, we like to sort of create atmospheres where people can come and walk away feeling a lot better. We've always got a strong message to share through the music, and yeah, we feel like we've got a bit of a responsibility as musicians, and we love to, we just love to create those kind of atmospheres.
That's so cool. And congratulations on the slot on WOMAD Festival. That's happening on March 15 to 17, 2024. So mark it on your calendar, yeah. And ticket, schedule and artist info at womad.co.nz. That's going to be at New Plymouth Brooklands Park. And we're very excited to have you here represent the band there, Brian. And tell us all about your music today. We're a storytelling podcast, so we play cool. your tracks and you tell us what it's all about. Now we're going to finale with your club banger called Fly Away at the tail end of it, but let's awesome. You know, because we're smoothing into the podcast this evening, let's kind of build up, and the first song is called Pressure, so no pressure. Let's kickstart the show with a bang. Yeah, tell us about the song, what it's all about, why you wrote it.
Awesome. So that song came about after my partner, she was in not an ideal, I guess, work environment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was coming home just not happy, man, just not fulfilled. And it went on for a while, and I wrote the song about, you know, her coming home and just wanting to take the pressure off her, you know, just talking about something else, talking about stuff she enjoyed, mm-hmm. and taking mind off that 40-hour-a-week kind of grind she was in. And yeah, that's what it's all about. It's wanting to take the pressure off someone who you can just see is under the pump. And hey, she's changed jobs now. She's loving what she's doing.
That's
and,
cool.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Recently, I was made redundant at my old job. I've got a new job now. And but at the time, they gave me sort of like a 3-month garden leave kind of thing because of the redundancy. Yep. And to be honest, like the last job was like really toxic managers and just culture. And it was a little bit of I don't know. I felt like everything was kind of a little bit corrupt in terms of, like, there was favoritism and everything like that. But I'd really tried my best. You know, like, I put 120% into the role, and I felt really gutted, like I was thrown away. And I remember just feeling really low at the time, thinking, you know, why did this happen? Like, I worked so hard, yet this and that. And then it took a bit of soul searching, but you're right. Like, you know, I found another role, and, you know, my new manager now is fantastic, and that's half the battle. And, you know, it's actually, I'm enjoying the new role much more. And that's always the case, you know, because I've been in both worlds where, you know, you either love the job or you hate the job. And tell you what, if there are listeners out there and you don't like what you're doing, there's honestly plenty of options. Plenty of options. So, and if you're good at what you do and you've got a little bit of work ethic and everything, yeah, you'll go places, really. So that's good to hear that, you know, she's in a better place now. And you wrote a song all about it, to take the pressures. Well, let's listen to the song. Finn Razel is the artist that we have today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy yourselves this evening. Also, later on in the half, you know, second half of the show, we have another wonderful guest joining us today. You know, husband and wife duo, Rowdy's Rose is going to be joining us. If you like a bit of country music, that'll be on the second half of the show. Well, let's get started with a bit of Finn Razel, a track called Pressure. Let's rewind it to the start. KiwiRadio.nz.
Monday, you come home, you're stressed out, your head down. You feel like they don't understand you. They make plans, they close doors, they say less, but they want more. The communication is falling through. And if you want, we can talk about it. We can break it down. Cause I just wanna take some pressure off you, boy. I just wanna take some pressure off your boy. Friday, you come home, we start your song. You take off your shoes and you let your hair down. It's your way, it's your time. One shot, one life. You let it all go when you dance around. Talk about it, we can break it down. Cause I just wanna take some pressure off your boy. And if you want, you can think about it. We can slow it down. Cause I just wanna take some pressure off your boy.
To KiwiRadio.nz. Big shout out to UpFM.co.nz as well for simulcasting our radio show live on their station as well. A bit of a roll call for you today. We have 16 weird and wonderful unique listeners from 6 different countries listening to us right now. Hello to the United States, to Germany, to India, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. Thank you so much for all tuning in today. The artist is Finn Razel, and if you're lucky enough to be in New Zealand, go check him out at the WOMAD Festival in 2024. Welcome back to the show there, Brian. Very cool. Good Vibes is definitely a great way of explaining that kind of music. Very iconic Kiwiana kind of summer tunes there. So Pressure was the first one. Let's get started with the next track called Closer. Tell us about it.
Closer. So that track came about. I was just actually tootling on the piano at home, and I wrote it fairly stripped back originally, and that was that. The message in that song is about having the courage to reach out to a mate if you suspect something might be up or something might will not be how it normally is, and it's sort of letting them know that you're actually keen to listen and you're not going to judge them. You're just going to provide that space for them to kind of unload and talk about things. And it was kind of, females and males obviously go through things, but it was, I originally wrote it, projected at the males, because I think sometimes we've got the armor up and a lot of us, we've been brought up in environments where we've got to kind of be tough and, rugby this and all that. And so the song is really about creating some vulnerability. That's really what it is,
Right, that's really cool. And, sometimes when you have friends that are experiencing something, a lot of people like to solve the issue, solve the problem. But you're right, sometimes just kind of sharing the experience with them and just walking through the emotions with the person is really just a pivotal moment for someone, that kind of support is really, really awesome. And and men too, men tend to kind of bottle up their emotions and tend to not want to share things, with mental health or whatever. But, us boys, us lads, sometimes we just got to get our emotions out and have a wee cry. So that's what it's all about, this next song. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this evening to show everyone your music today. Now, usually we don't get listeners from Japan this evening, but hopefully they have fluent English or something. But do you sometimes listen to music and it's not in English, but you're still vibing it?
Definitely.
So hopefully we're going to play some music right now with the Japanese audience. If you don't know what we're talking about, in between the yarn, in between us Kiwis, we love to yarn. But anyways, we're here till 8 o'clock at the moment. It is just after 7:15. We are officially episode 102. I thought I'd just kind of let that out officially. If you want to, check our back catalog as a member, you can go to the members page and music page, MP3 archives, all that sort of goodness at kiwiradio.nz. We'd love to have you join. But meanwhile, let's get back to the showcase. Finn Rizal is the artist. Go check him out. Track called Closer. Kiwi Radio.
Out with his head held high, he wears a smile for the people passing by. Covered in tattoos with the cool shoes on, how could everything look so right but feel so wrong? You tell me if you ever need somebody. You tell me if you ever need somebody. And it can be so hard just to say what is on your mind. When you're brought up tight, you close the door when it feels like you're on the line. Covered in tattoos with the cool shoes on, how could everything look so right but feel so wrong? You tell me if you ever need somebody. You tell me if you ever need somebody. And darling, if you ever call Looking deep into your heart, I can hear you. You tell me if you ever need somebody. You tell me if you ever need somebody. Darling, if you ever call, oh, darling, if you ever call, oh, I will hold your body closer, closer.
Kiwi Radio. Oh, it's Christmas season right now. Time to get closer to all the people you love. I love Christmas personally. My brother, I have two brothers, but one of them is based overseas. And regardless of where he is in the world, whether it's Germany or Singapore or whatever, he always finds the time to come home on Christmas. So yeah, I'm just feeling the vibe with that song, Closer. You know, I could just imagine us playing that on Christmas Day, actually. Really cool. Really awesome. Cool track. Yeah. Yeah. I should just like bust it out and get everyone to listen to it. We'll all have a...
Oh, please.
What, you know, that kind of thing. But anyways, I don't know what to say. I just really love that vibe. And it touched me in the feels, man. Great work.
Awesome.
Great work.
Cool.
And speaking of Closer, we do like to, you know, connect with people personally on the show, and we do it every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. So if you are listening right now from anywhere in the world, there's a couple of ways to get in touch with me right now. We're going to be live for another 40 minutes. And if you want to say hello, ring in, or whatever, there's a couple of ways of doing it. So I'm on Instagram right now, instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. kiwiradio.nz. If you add me on there and send me a direct message, and what we can do is, if you're overseas, you know, we can line up a Skype phone call or whatever. But if you're in New Zealand, we also have a direct line that you can call on 09-889-8555. Sometimes we get people calling us, sometimes we don't, but give us a call if you want to have a chat. 09-889-8555 if you're in New Zealand. Finn Razzell is in the hot seat right now. Really cool vibes. You know, how are you preparing for your festival slot in WOMAD? Because that's no small feat. You know, tell us a little bit about that journey, actually, how you got the festival slot, and you know, where you've been in the gig circuit, that kind of thing, in lead up to WOMAD.
Wow, yeah, it's been a long journey. Do you want me to go right back, or just kind of more recent?
Go right back, man. Like, we are a storytelling podcast, and I always tell guests, you know, there's no time format or anything. Just think of us like two lads in the living room kind of thing. Yeah, tell us, man. Yeah. Just speak your truth.
Awesome, bro. It was kind of crazy for me to think back. So it was like 2012 when I first picked up the guitar, and I picked it up because I broke my ankle skateboarding, and I was flatting with a friend who also like ruptured his knee playing rugby, so we were both on crutches, but he was a great guitar player, and I just had the thought, like when I saw him playing, I was like, man, it would be cool to play guitar. So I sort of started playing, and he started giving me all these tips and that, and soon after that, I just had the urge to start writing songs, because the guitar playing, I don't know, was connecting with me in a different way. It was giving me all these just good vibes. It was hitting the feels, as you said before. And I just started thinking, man, like, I need to write songs. I want to write songs. So I started writing songs. And so at the time, I was playing guitar very averagely, writing very average songs. But I just had the desire to keep going. And I was like, I was like 6 months after that, I decided, like, let's put a little gig together. It was Christmas, and my friend owned a club, and he allowed us to play on Christmas Eve. So we played like in half an hour set, real chill. It was probably like 7 o'clock at night. We put this set together of mainly covers and four of my mates were playing guitars. So there was like four acoustic guitars and I was just singing.
Mean.
And that was like my first gig and I was crapping myself, man. It was like, but it was, that was like one of my biggest fears. So biggest fear for me ever was like public speaking. So to get up and sing was just like next level. But the feeling after was huge. It was like I conquered something within me.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I kept going after that and I kept learning guitar, started getting reasonably okay, put an actual band together at the time. So that was how Thin Rizal started. That was 2014. And put this band together and we got asked to play at this festival called Purple Paddocks in New Plymouth and P Money was coming down to headline it. And so we just got the call up because we were like probably one of the only local bands at the time. And I was like, well, I'm so not ready for this, but like, let's just make it happen. So put the band together. This was only one of the early guitarists that was in that four piece Christmas show. He was still in the band, but all the others were new. And there was a couple of those guys was really clued up with music, right? So I put the idea together, but let one of the other guys kind of musically direct it. And he just pretty much just set the vision, right? And he told me like what I need to do and all this stuff to make this thing work. Cause I didn't have the talent or the knowledge at the time. I just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we pulled that off. So we actually wrote like 40 minutes worth of material. I think we put like one cover in there and, about 6 months after that gig, we all went our own ways. One of the guys went back to rugby. He's a professional rugby player and other guys travelling. And
is he an All Black?
You know. No, he's not. He was a Hurricane, Callum Gibbons.
Oh, Callum Gibbons.
Yeah.
From the Hurricanes, mate. Wow.
Yeah, famous. Good friend of mine. So he's currently in Canada. He's got a new baby on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Got a baby on the way. So,
nice land. Been
good, mate. Yeah, man. And then, so I did the whole solo thing after that. I moved to America for a while and I was playing a little bit of stuff over there and just connecting with a lot of new people and learning more about the craft and getting myself out there and came back and formed another band a couple of years ago and the members have changed up a little bit recently and but one of the neat things that happened in that more recent journey was we opened for Sons of Zion and that's what sort of kicked things off for us.
Yeah.
A guy I knew years ago.
You actually, you know, back to back.
Oh, yeah.
Design. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it was Rio Week in Palmerston North.
Yeah, nice. Right.
And, but, like, we got the call up like 4 weeks before the gig started.
Mm-hmm.
So we were under the pressure, man. Under the pressure. And I was like, just about pulled the pin because it was like too much.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't. I'm not sure if you're a gamer, like video gamer, but this reminds me of I was watching a
little bit of Age of Empires.
Oh, that's good, mate. We're Age of Empire buddies because that's the bomb right there. This is a really important segue. Not really, but if you're a gamer, check out a 2015 documentary film by Robert McCullum. It follows this gamer who has a journey, a quest to collect all original Nintendo Entertainment System cartridges, and he only had about a month or 30 days to do it. He ended up like collecting all, I think it was 678 titles, but he missed like 25 of them because, you know, some of them are really rare. And he was like, you know, he had a time limit. He was under the pump. He was under pressure. He wasn't quite sure how he was going to do it. But he said, you know, it's like really important. Like, if you want something, you can do it. And then he started talking about Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters and how Dave Grohl was saying that to his mum, you know, I want to leave school and do music full time. And the mum was just like, yeah, go for it, you know? And
awesome.
And it's because you know the main person on this documentary, he actually had a really bad like abusive father, so it was like he was like, you know, I wish all parents were like that. And but anyways, he was like, you know, with the time pressure installed and everything, like, you know, he really wanted something really bad. And I know we're just talking about plastic cartridges, but you know, he did it. Like, well, he nearly did it. He completed the quest afterwards, you know, because, you know, after the 30 days, and he managed to get everything, even all the rare stuff. But anyways, that's a really important segue, as you can tell. But you just reminded me of that age old saying of follow your dreams. Really, that's what it comes down to, full circle. And that's what you guys are doing. And congratulations, man. That's really cool. I'm glad you didn't pull the pin when the when it got tough, because sometimes, you know, like when you're running the marathon and you just push yourself that extra little, you know, 2%, and you think you don't have any more, you do it and then you achieve great things. And that's what you've done. And you put out some music because of it too. So how does it feel to be at the tail end of something and experiencing all this trials and tribulations, as you mentioned? Because, you know, sometimes when people listen to music, they don't realize, you know, the struggle behind it. But how does it feel for you as an artist to kind of, do you worry about what the public thinks, or are you just like satisfied that you did it, you know? What are your thoughts?
I'm definitely less worried about what the public think than I was.
Mm.
But I guess I still care about what the public think, though.
Yeah.
For sure. Mainly because I care about the art. I care about my art. So
yeah,
it's just natural for me. I'm just like, oh, you know, I wonder what people will think and all that stuff. But I think since I had a why, since I just found out why I'm doing music, it's gotten a lot easier, and my music is just, it's connected with people more. Like, when I started writing, it was very, I was just writing about anything that came to mind, any sort of scenario, but now I feel like, man, I can put like an experience or a message into the song and make it a cool song, and that could potentially relate to people, and that to me excites me, you know? So I really enjoy that process, and
Other than playing some cool gigs and everything, what other doors, especially unexpected ones, that have opened up since you have put out the music? You know,
lots of serendipity, man. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. You just kind of meet people, and it's just all on like this very fine thread.
Mm.
You know, it's like when I put out my first sort of five tracks, they were kind of only really listened to by, you know, your mates in your close circle. Right. And then I put out a song called Power, and that was like a couple years ago. And Power was one of the first songs I wrote that had that why behind it, that message that I felt like compelled to really put out there. I sent that song to the distribution company, and they really liked it.
Oh, wow.
And then I also was on, I am still a part of MMF, the music managers forum thing.
Yep.
And I was having a mental session with Nina Kaitani, so Tiki's sister. And she was giving me some guidance just about, I don't know, it was like music marketing or gigging or something like that.
Right.
And Power was still a demo at that time. And I was just like, I had this thought about like, man, what if Tiki like could like give me some feedback on this? I just had that thought, so I leaped out with some courage and I asked her, hey, what do you think about sending Tiki a demo? And she was just like, sure, I'll send it to him. And but she said, I can't promise he'll, you know, say anything or write back because he's so busy. Sent it to him, and there was like an email from him, I think that night or the next day, like, and it was like a couple big paragraphs on like how he thought it was a great song, but what I would do is in verse two, I'd strip everything back and I'd just leave the drums, air, guitar, vocal, and like a little bit of synth in there, and then put some extra stuff in your last chorus to, you know, really beef it up. But other than that, like, he was super impressed. So called the producer. I was like, bro, like Tiki's just given us this, this feedback. I really want to implement it. So we implemented it straight away and we sent it back to him and he was stoked. And he goes, yeah, mean as. And then, yeah, so anyway, DRM, our distribution company, put out the song and they helped us pitch it to the Spotify editorial playlist team. And yeah, landed on some just really big editorial playlists. And
nice.
That's sort of where our audience started growing, I guess, in that space.
I was told, like, I think I went to one of those MMF forum things, and MMF, by the way, if you're in the New Zealand music industry, it's just a big, like, cool think tank full of creatives that, you know, get together and think about music and plan stuff. But, you know, I remember one of them saying, you know, like, landing a song in a really prolific playlist could really, you know, rocket a band, and it's so true. So the fact that you did that and... Wow, it sounds like 2024 is going to be a bright future for you guys. And I'm just a little bit sad that we've come to the closing song for your segment. Anyways, if you're still listening right now, and I'm sure you are, don't go anywhere. We also have a second guest for you this evening. Rowdy's, a couple of country musicians, really. The band is called Rowdy's Rose. They'll be up soon. But anything else? What are you guys doing in lead up to WOMAD? Are you, making sure you stay fit by running marathons? What are you doing to kind of hype yourself up for that?
Well, we're already deep into stuff. But honestly, for me,
the
best, be weekly.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a bit of wind feedback right now. But, so you're basically rehearsing a lot and getting ready for that. That's awesome.
That's it.
Now, before you go, give us the final plug. Where can people find you, your music?
Best place is to jump on Spotify under Finn Rauzel.
Yeah.
Everything's on there.
That's Finn, F-I-N, Ra. Rahzel. That's three words. Finn Rauzel. What does that even mean, by the way? Before you sign off, is that?
Have you seen the movie Willow?
No.
Okay, look up the movie Willow. It's a character from the movie Willow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
A sorceress.
Sorceress. Ooh, you are sorcerers, wizards of audio. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. Did we talk about, give us in a quick sentence, what Fly Away is, your closing song?
Fly Away is just about enjoying the moment and giving life your best shot.
Oh, I love
that's it.
Man,
don't complicate things.
Yeah, for sure. And I've enjoyed this moment, by the way. So.
Same.
Thanks so much for showing us your music. I wish you all the best for 2024 and for the WOMAD Festival. And we hope you stay cool, stay creative. Thanks for visiting us today.
Thanks, heaps. Keep in touch.
All right. Yeah, awesome. All right. That was Brian from Finn Rauzel. Go check him out. Cool. Kiwi Radio. Straight after this, we have Rowdy's Rose.
Surface, we pedal at the back now, and it's making me nervous. We're floating in the riptide, looking for a set now. Feel us on the outside, we're living in the moment, 'cause I know we. The energy inside us in the motion. We feel the fear, but we ride, we ride, we focus. Sometimes we die, but the failure is just the motor. So we keep on pushing on. We know we're not the only ones. Yeah, we keep on pushing on. We're not the only ones.
kiwiradio.nz. Welcome to episode 102 of the podcast. It is the finale show for 2023. That was so good. If you want to check out Finn Razzell, they are playing WOMAD Festival 2024. You heard them. Find them on Spotify. Yeah, do it. Next up, we have... Well, we'll get them introducing themselves. It's Rowdy's Rose. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Yeah, awesome. Tell us who is on the phone right now.
Tonight you have one half of the band. I am Rosie.
Cool. Hey, Rosie.
Unfortunately, a couple of minutes before the podcast started, Rowdy decided to do a few jumps on a BMX bike with his young sons, and he's off to the A&E getting some stitches.
Oh, what? Breaking news. Hey, oh,
yeah,
no.
Life of a rock star, eh?
Honestly, like... Imagine that, though, hey? Like, oh, my goodness. How old's the kid?
We've got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And they were doing some pretty sweet jumps, so I thought he might give it a go, but, you know.
Yeah, you got to outdo your kids, right, sometimes?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
sometimes they win.
Good story, though, eh?
Oh, that is hilarious. Oh, that is one. That is a great story to kind of end the podcast season. But I hope he's okay. He is all right.
Oh, he's fine. He's fine. He's gutted he's missing this. But,
Well, you can always come back. But tell us, who is the other half of Rowdy's Rose?
Yeah, so Rowdy, a.k.a. Blair. So, yeah, we are a husband and wife country rock duo.
Oh, yeah, living the dream. You hear that, listeners? You're not a power duo until you're a country rock power duo, you know? We're lucky that at least we have one of you representing the showcase today. Well, tell us all about your journey so far, where you're at as musicians, etc.
Yeah, sure. So we actually got our start during the pandemic. So we, you know, a whole lot of rough stuff went on with the pandemic. But for us, we actually had something really beautiful come out of it. So we were at home playing music together when everyone was locked down in their houses. And we decided to start putting out a song a day, just a cover song that we'd play together. We both play guitar. We both sing. So we just chucked something up on our social media, and we got a wee bit of a following from that, which was nice. And, you know, it was a nice connection to have with people at that time when everyone was so isolated. And then from there, we kind of, when all the lockdowns lifted, we started getting invited to come and play restaurants and bars and, sort of public, private parties and things. And then, it's probably about 3 years now it's been going on, and it's just grown and grown, and we've been playing some festivals and, writing our own music and putting it out to the world. So it's been really, really exciting for us.
Setting your own path in this big, wide world of music. Kiwi Radio, we always love showcasing New Zealand music, and we're doing it right now with Rowdy's Rose. We're a storytelling podcast. We get the artists on the phone, and we ask them the deep, dark, important questions, not dark, sorry, I didn't mean to say that, deep, wonderful, important questions of their country heart-throbbing songs. I don't know, you explain it. Let's get straight to the first one. I've got my notes here. I do carry notes. Ride With Me is the first song. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this was about the third one that we actually wrote and produced. But we decided to release it first because it's one that we really love. It's kind of a – we have a bit of a variety as a band. We do some sort of heartfelt ballads, and then we can sort of go up the scale to some sort of country rock bangers. So this one for us was sort of right in the middle of that genre for us. We wrote it together on the deck one day in the sun in about 5 minutes. We just kind of got in the groove, and it all just came out and – it's one of our favorites. So this song was released last year in December, and it's made it to country radio in America. It's playing in Australian radio.
And I'm
kind of
radio.
All over Europe.
There we go.
Yes, we are so honored. So hope you guys enjoy it.
Let's play it. Kiwi Radio. Rowdy's Rose. We'll be right back. Kiwi Radio. The country power duo, husband and wife, Rowdies. Rose is joining us today. And if you've just joined us, yeah, we've got Rose. But Rowdy had a wee, you know, accident on the way to the podcast, outdoing his kids. Yeah, there we go. You'll hear it in the Herald tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Ouch. Before the Dawn is the next track, tell us about this next song.
This one's a really special one. You'll hear the difference between the last song and this one in terms of this one's a real heartfelt ballad. It was written, again, during the pandemic, and it's a song about kind of keeping hope and resilience through a really hard time that we've all been through. Like, everyone's been through a really hard few years. And so a song like this, sometimes, you know, with our writing process, it can come differently. And this one, just when we were writing it, it seemed to come from, I don't know, just a higher power. And these words came out on paper, and it's just really resonated with a lot of people about, yeah, finding hope in a hard time and things will be okay. So, yeah, I hope the listeners enjoy that one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, that's deep. That's awesome. That's what country is all about, right? It's all about storytelling,
yeah, sure,
the emotions. Rowdy's Rose is in the hot seat this evening. Oh, it's the finale show of 2023. Can you believe it? Merry Christmas to everyone. Is it too early to say that? No, it's not.
Moments in the darkness. Sometimes you feel alone.
Good to come out of New Zealand. That is the upcoming rock stars, country stars, husband and wife, Blair Shaw and Rosie Shaw from Rowdy's Rose. Yeah, Rowdy's Rose. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
How come it wasn't called, like, I don't know, Blair Rose? Oh, no, because then it would be, oh, I didn't get that. I didn't think that one through, that question.
He likes to show up to events and tell everyone that he's the Rose and I'm the Rowdy one. But they don't quite buy that.
It's like Beauty and the Beast, right? I'm the beauty around here. Now, the EP is called From the Flames. I'm getting really good vibes from this music. Congratulations. It is very exciting, actually. Very, very exciting. Yeah. What's next for you in 2024? More gigs, more pubs, more rocking? What's happening?
Yeah, more gigs. Heaps more gigs, some festivals on the lineup, hopefully. Ooh. Just waiting for confirmation. But, just playing music as much as we can. We just love the connection that we get from playing music and the connection even online that you get from people. You know, like, music is all about making people feel something. So when we get these messages and say, oh my God, I just heard your song and I'm just crying my eyes out, I'm like, yes. Like, that's what we were going for with that particular one, or, you know, that just made me feel this way or that way. Like, yeah, it's just that whole connection, bringing people together. It's just such an honor for us. So lots more gigs and lots more music in the pipeline to record and put out.
That's very, very exciting. That's really cool. Any plans for Auckland?
Hey, you never know. You know, like, every week we get every few days we get emails in the inbox saying, "Can you play here and can you play there?" It's like, hey, you know what? Chuck us an email. You never know where we're going to end up.
Well, you've done it right now. You've digitally cloned yourself, and you're here in Auckland magically. Poof! Roof.
Wow.
It's amazing what technology can do.
Absolutely.
I'm just hoping I'm not talking to AI right now, because technology, like, too much technology. just enough technology is good. This is really fun. And can you believe it? This is the last podcast of the year for us. We're up to episode 102. And it's the honors, actually, to close off the whole year with Rowdy's Rose and a good band at that, you know? Good feels. So, yeah, awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we're honored to be on. So, thank you for having us.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left of the live show. Well, what else do you want to share to people? Any thoughts? Anything?
We just want to say, like, every time we get to play our music and every time anyone just gives us a listen, it's such a privilege for us. Aww. Like, we just got a wrap up of what Spotify had, you know, how many people we'd reached this year. And it's like, we reached 95 countries this year and thousands of listeners. And it's just like every single person that ever listens to our music is just such a privilege. So thank you to everyone who's taken the time. And, you know, if you enjoy what you hear, then go check out some more.
Yeah, Rowdy's Rose. Give them a follow on Spotify and everything. Rowdy's Rose, Rowdy's Rose, or add me right now on Instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. You'll find all the details on our posters as well. We do have actually quite a cool, like, international audience tonight, because usually we get Kiwis, a couple of Australians listening, but we've got America, we've got Germany, we've got India, we got New Zealand listening in. So that's the beauty of the internet, I guess. And we've carved a bit of a niche, and you know, we're the only awesome, one of a kind Kiwi station on in the planet. Really, I don't know if we are. Probably not.
Yes, you are. But yeah,
we are definitely the best one that streams on Tuesdays, 7 p.m.
Yeah,
that narrows.
Well, hi everyone out there. Hi to our international audience. It's amazing.
Yeah, we do have a landline if you want to call in. Maybe not. We've got one person in New Zealand listening. It's not me, I promise. But 09889855, yes, probably you. But if you are listening overseas and you want to have a chat, just add me on Instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Send me a message. I'm on there now, so we can have a chat that way. Yeah, we like to try and reach out. We do sometimes get people calling in because, you know, we'd like to hang out. That's awesome. Well, so in terms of official gigs and things like that, where can people find that information?
So at the moment, we're all over Facebook and Instagram, so you can find our events coming up there. We're posting on that quite regularly of what's happening, so you can find everything there. Yeah, those are our two main ones. But yeah, we are everywhere. Like, we sort of, we get around the country a wee bit. We're actually going to Taranaki next week to play a gig before Christmas. We're up in the Coromandel a lot, so you never know where you might find us. We're all around the Waikato. Yes, and you never know, maybe Auckland soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, please, you know, save my email in your press kits or whatever, whenever you're doing press releases. I'd really love to kind of follow your journey as the husband and wife powerhouse duo that is Rowdy's Rose. I love country music. There's something about it, eh? Something about the storytelling and the cool hats that you guys wear. I don't know what it is. It's all about the hats, right? This is funny. I've got a 2-year-old son. And, you know, when you're a proud dad of the cutest 2-year-old in the world, you post a lot of photos online. And, you know, so I was teaching, you know, I was telling people, you know, I'm teaching him the importance of writing ballads, and it starts off with a good hat. And,
absolutely.
Go pick the right hat for the right mood.
I agree. Yeah. Totally. And do you know what? I think a lot of Kiwis are closet country fans, and I don't think they admit it half as much as they are, because we've got some amazing country artists in our little country. Look at Kayleigh Bell. Kayleigh Bell you know, lighting the way for the rest of us. So
she appeared on that like one of those singing competitions, and I was like, blasphemy. I mean, like, I think she came sixth or something, but I'm like, you're too good for this, Kayleigh. She got a lot of, obviously, exposure because she's got a really good song of Keith, like the country singer Keith Urban. And he sung that. She sung that to him. What did you think of that moment? Did you see that?
That was amazing. I actually saw her open for Keith Urban about 6 years ago in Wellington. And I knew she was something pretty special back then. And I'm just so happy for her. And it's so great for our genre to be sort of highlighted, because I think you're right. It's such a storytelling genre, and a lot of people love it, and it really makes you feel something. So if we can highlight more, you know, country artists now in our little old New Zealand, then let's do it.
If you can name three things, I'm going to ask you this question. If you can name three things that make a really good story, and you can't say like love triangle or love, like think outside the square. But we're in a Hollywood think tank right now, and I'm like, you know what, Rosie, you've got to think of a new movie script right now in like 2 minutes. What would you pitch to me? And what are the three elements of your story that's not love triangle?
You mean like of our band or to write a song?
Give me three elements, like good hats. Kittens, or I don't know, something like that. Like,
It's got to be good hair.
Yeah. Don't think too
good
much.
Hair as well.
Good hair. You're right. Absolutely.
I'm a fan of bell bottoms. And
girls, what the heck is bell bottom? What was Freddie Mercury singing? I did a nanny moment. Hey, he's like, what's an orgy? sorry, bell bottom. Yeah, I get it.
Speaking of bell bottoms, you need to check out Lainey Wilson, Bell Bottom Country. If you like country Lainey Wilson, she's huge right now in American country.
I would say
good hair, bell bottoms, and I'm going to say tattoos, because Blair's covered in them, and it makes a good story every time you explain why you got a tattoo. So there you go. There's your three things.
I need to get a tattoo now. Damn it.
Yeah, there you go. I know, Rowdy's Rose.
That's going to be the first one. I'm just going to grab your Spotify cover. That would be weird, though. Do you think that would be
You'll never regret it.
Do you think that would... But give me a straight answer here. If you were to play a concert or a show and a fan comes up to you with your faces as a tattoo, would that be just slightly too weird? Would you invite them
Do you know what? Do you know, I think we would have made it by that point if people are getting tattoos of our faces, so I think I'd be cool with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You'd have other things to worry about, like, outdoing your kids with... with no budget. Like, you just...
He's actually a rock star. What can I say?
Speaking of the rock star lifestyle, if money was no issue, what would you do tomorrow?
Jump on a plane to Nashville. That's pretty easy. That's easy.
That's an easy answer. Yeah.
No. Get amongst it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get into that music scene.
Right.
That's a good answer, man. I'm going to manifest that.
One day, if you're listening from Nashville, let's see who's listening in America at the moment. Let's get a ticket for you. It's Oprah. It's an Oprah moment. Could you imagine that? You just go on some random podcast and like, anyways, the only listener we have in America is from Chicago. Would you go to Chicago?
Hey, we could start there. We could make our way across from there.
Is country music a thing in Chicago? I don't know. Let me know. But yeah, absolutely. Who's another? I'll give you one in terms of New Zealand music artists that I like that are doing the country genre. Have you heard of Ally Cook? She's pretty old school, but have you heard of Ally Cook? One L.
Is she a New Zealander, did you say?
Yeah, she's Kiwi.
Oh, I can't say I have, but I need to go check her out.
She's an interesting, it's an interesting story, Ally Cook, because she debuted, I kid you not, her first like record in that, and people ridiculed her and everything for it. But she was like in her late 50s, 60s kind of vibe. Like, and she's putting out her first record.
Wow.
I just thought amazing. It was really cool because her first record is actually really good. Like, so that's the country spotlight for me, Ally Cook. Not a sponsored slot, but I just think she's really good. But Rowdy's Rose is another name to look out for. Have we covered everything? We haven't talked about your next song and your final song, Whiskey Rivers. So let's do that. Whiskey Rivers, tell us about it.
Yeah, so this one was written primarily by Blair, actually. The idea of the lyrics and the story behind it is really about, you know, life can throw you distractions and people's perceptions can come into play and, you know, life can get busy, but the sort of main message of the song is to just, you know, you've got your dreams, you've got to set your eyes on the prize and don't let any of life's distractions get in the way. That's the main message of that one.
Now, who's recording your stuff? It's really good. Like, how are you doing sort of the recording side of things? Who are you working with and that kind of vibe?
We're actually working with, for these ones, we've worked with an overseas producer. So, some producers who are based in London and in Scotland. Nice. But we're actually looking to work with some more local producers in New Zealand too. So you never know what you might hear next year on our track. So, yeah, we'd like to support local as well.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, Rowdy's Rose, thank you so much for doing the showcase today. Hope the other half gets well soon. And we can always do this again. We can always do this again.
Yeah,
please come
great.
Back soon. Make some exciting new music for all of us. And I'm very excited
that's
about this.
Deal.
I'm very excited about this music, this breaking
thank
music.
You.
It's fantastic. I love country music.
We appreciate that.
Rowdy's Rose, bring him to number one. Honestly, like, do it. Let's get him to number one on all the playlists. Thank you so much, Rosie, for joining us. Any final words?
Just a huge thank you. It's always an honour to be asked for any kind of interview or promotion. So we really appreciate you guys playing our stuff. And, yeah, hi to everyone out there. And, yeah, come give us a follow and a listen. Love to have you.
All right. That's lovely. Well, stay cool, stay creative, okay?
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Pleasure to chat. See you later.
No more dares with the kids.
No more dares.
We know
I'll let them know.
We know they're better. They're stronger, they're faster. It's like that Daft Punk song, right? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is the show, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in this Tuesday, 7 p.m. in New Zealand time. That is the finale of 2023. Head along to our socials, mainly Instagram, .com/kiwiradio.nz for, you know, the next announcements for 2024. Otherwise, wishing you all a fabulous, wonderful Merry Christmas from the Kiwi Radio crew. And UpFM crew as well, upfm.co.nz. Simulcasting this show right now, kiwiradio.nz. See you later.
Whiskey rivers, empty bottles full of broken dreams.
pretty Jesus, can he deliver? You want up, you want off your knee. Your hands shake and your body trembles. You see a life tearing at the seams. Well, time's past, you don't own the future. Holy dreams don't ever set them free. Big city lights and whiskey rivers, don't set them off sailing down that stream. Big city lights and whiskey rivers, you first said it when at full speed. As a wreck, you can't help but think him. Will this life ever be what you see? Don't let the grave smoke cloud your vision. You keep your head light screaming at full beam. Big city lights and whiskey rivers, don't set them off sailing down that stream. Big city lights and whiskey rivers, you first heard it when at full speed. Don't set them off sailing down that stream. Big city lights and whiskey rivers, you first said it when at full speed.
Kiwi Radio. It is the show, everybody. That is the season of our podcast for 2023. Blink or you'll miss it. Christmas is around the corner. Yes, Santa is on his way. I know that guy. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, all our shows are available as an MP3 download. Head over to kiwiradio.nz, and if you love us enough, consider becoming a member and get full access to all our archives. I want to say thank you so much to AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz, sponsoring the show as well. It's AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz. We love you guys. If you're looking for innovative and modern market goods for your young ones ages 0 to 5, head along to the next event. And I'm your host, Ralphie, wishing you all a merry, merry Christmas, a happy new year for 2024. Let's keep it together. Continue listening to our station and feeling the vibes. We will start again very soon in early 2024 with a bunch more guests. And if you want to be a part of the show, do remember to either call in 09889855 if you're in New Zealand, or if you're overseas, set up a Skype call and everything by messaging me on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. That is the show. since it's the last show of 2023, I don't know. We need to you know, close off with a bang, and do some fireworks or something. Should do some fireworks. Let's do some fireworks. Let's have a listen. In counting, 3, 2, 1, fireworks! Like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go oh, hey. As you shoot across the sky, baby you're a firework. Could I have picked a better song? I don't know, probably. But Katy Perry, thank you for that wonderful closing show of 2023. That video is ridiculous. I'm just watching it on my phone right now. Yeah, ridiculous music video. Yeah. Hey, are you a Kiwi musician, indie musician? Hit me up now. Instagram.com/KiwiRadio.nz. Anyways, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to Canada for listening in right now. Who else has tuned in? Thank you, Germany. Thank you, India. Thank you, New Zealand. And before I go, if you want to check out some of my original music, head along to ralphie.bandcamp.com. That's ralphe.bandcamp.com. If you want to add me on YouTube, youtube.com/@KiwiRadioNZ, @KiwiRadioNZ. We can't get the streams working at the moment for that channel, but that's why you need to tune in to our radio station directly on our website, KiwiRadio.NZ. Anyways, that's enough of that. Hope you enjoy your day. Stay cool. Stay creative, everybody. Thank you for tuning in throughout 2023. We'll see you on the flip side. Enjoy your, you know, holidays. If you are still listening in on Tuesday, 7 p.m., we'll be doing replays of all our past shows, and then we'll kick it off again in the new year. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.